John Legend and All of Me, 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East with The Best Mix in the Morning Show and music news for Thursday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Taylor Swift just got slapped with yet another lawsuit by an amusement park that's not amused by the title of her latest album. Kent Brentschneider, the CEO of Evermore Park in Pleasant Grove, Utah, filed the suit on Tuesday, claiming the park has invested $37 million in promoting the Evermore brand. The Utah Evermore sells a line of clothing bearing the word and even sells theme music under the Evermore name via Apple Music and other services. Taylor's reps dismissed the cease and desist request, saying that the park actually tried to capitalize on the name similarly in some social media circles. They also say that Taylor Swift's album cover showed the title in all lowercase letters, making it different than the title case, Evermore Park. Taylor ran into similar problems with Folklore when a black-owned clothing company charged her with infringement. They reached an out-of-court settlement on the issue. Lady Gaga has opened up about how the pandemic has hit home for her after a relative spent 2 months in the hospital due to COVID. Gaga has been very vocal in urging fans to heed warnings about the spread of the virus and tells people that things were touch and go in her family. She says, "A very important member of my family was very, very ill recently and in the hospital for almost 2 months. I was in the ICU by myself many times because you can't go in with more than one person, if you can go in at all. I have never seen the heroic acts of bravery that I witnessed, watching these doctors and nurses and people that were cleaning at all the hospitals." Gaga's just one of the spokespeople for the WELL Health Safety Seal, which certifies and verifies that buildings have taken the necessary steps to protect against the spread of the virus. And Dolly Parton is celebrating those working outside business hours. In a new Super Bowl ad for Squarespace, the Queen of Nashville reworks her famous hit 9 to 5 and sings about 5 to 9. In an ode to those working second jobs or side hustles from 5 to 9 p.m., she says she thought doing things this way was a fun way to call attention to people trying to start their own business while giving those same people a chance to actually be in the commercial. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show in 98.3 The Coast.